NBC Monitor News on the Hour, brought to you by State Farm Mutual, the world's largest car insurance company. Now with the news, Jeffrey Pond.
Democratic Senator Henry Jackson of Washington has refused to say anything about a report that he has ruled himself out as a possible Secretary of Defense. The report came from sources close to President-elect Nixon. Mr. Nixon is said to be thinking of announcing his proposed cabinet in a nationwide radio and TV broadcast next week. One appointee appears to be definite. Mr. Nixon has broadly hinted that he'll name Lieutenant Governor Robert Finch of California as Secretary of Health, Education, and Welfare. President-elect returns to New York today from the Republican Governor's Conference. Details on his visit with the governors from David Burrington, NBC News in Palm Springs, California.
President-elect Nixon last night told the nation's Republican governors that today, unlike the Depression years, the problems of America are spiritual, not material. But then he turned to the scores of wounded Vietnam veterans also in the audience and said if there ever was any doubt about the American spirit, they dispelled that doubt.
And I simply want to say to you, my friends, tonight that as I look forward to serving this nation in the highest office of the land, I will remember these men. I will remember that nothing that I do, and I would say to my fellow citizens, the governors, nothing we can do can equal what they have done for us. Let's be worthy of them, and let's take a toast to the men who are here.
This morning, Mr. Nixon will hold more private meetings with the governors as they head into their final conference session. David Burrington, NBC News, at the Republican Governor's Conference in Palm Springs, California.
More news after this from State Farm.
Hi, this is Pat Paulson, shrewd political commentator, here to explain a few political terms to those of you who are not familiar with the dog-eat-dog world of politics. Perhaps you have been confused by the term dark horse candidate. A dark horse candidate is a person who comes up suddenly from behind. Many of America's drivers can be described as dark horse candidates. That's why it pays to have car insurance from State Farm Mutual, the world's biggest car insurer. Because State Farm can, in most cases, protect your car for less money. And because State Farm has more than 13,500 agents and claim representatives, they can also give you fast service in case you should suddenly encounter a dark horse. Like, for instance, a black Mustang.
For your car, your home, your life, and your health. State Farm is all you need to know about insurance.
Once again, Jeffrey Pond.
South Vietnam's peace negotiating team is on its way to Paris. Vice President Ky and six negotiators took off from Saigon after the legislature approved the country's role in the peace talks. The South Vietnamese are due in Paris tomorrow. Some diplomats say the conference could open as early as Wednesday. But there's at least one snag remaining. The Americans and North Vietnamese still disagree on seating arrangements. North Vietnam wants a square table to underscore its view that the talks will be among four equal delegations, including the Viet Cong. The U.S. wants two separate tables, one for the Allies, one for the Communists, to avoid the problem of Saigon and the Viet Cong refusing to recognize each other. In Saigon, U.S. headquarters say there have been 461 indications of North Vietnamese military activity in the demilitarized zone since American planes stopped attacking North Vietnam on November 1st. The U.S. regards these as violations of the bombing halt agreement. The command says 36 of the incidents were significant enemy actions. More in a moment.
Pleasure is his.
Pleasure is hers.
And always was a Chesterfield. They satisfy, and that is why
Chesterfield, filter and menthol.
Pleasure is a Chesterfield.
Taste them, they satisfy.
Two destroyers from the U.S. Mediterranean fleet are sailing toward the Dardanelles to pass through to the Black Sea on Monday. Russia, regarding the sea as her own sphere of interest, calls it a provocative sortie. Moscow says it's illegal under a 1936 agreement limiting the firepower of foreign warships in the Black Sea. Washington says the destroyers will merely make a routine cruise similar to others in the past. Meanwhile, the Soviet fleet operates in the Mediterranean, which makes the Western powers uneasy as NATO planes keep watch on the Russian ships. Today, the Soviet newspaper Pravda said that's a typical provocation fraught with danger. Once again, the hour's top story. Democratic Senator Henry Jackson of Washington has refused to say anything about a report that he has ruled himself out as a possible Secretary of Defense. Jeffrey Pond, NBC News, New York.
Listen again on the hour when it is Chesterfield's pleasure to bring you NBC Monitor News. Going somewhere today? Well, here's some Monitor music to play you on your way. Day Tripper, the Baroque Brass. College football's man of the day, Heisman Trophy winner, O.J., last name Simpson. I'm Gene, last name Rayburn, and this is Petula, last name, did someone say Clark?
Once those American boys get near you, take good care of your heart. From Kentucky to New York City, California to Idaho. Let me tell you, girls, plain or pretty, there's something that you gotta know. Once those American boys get near you, take good care of your heart. Oh, once those American boys get near you, take good care of your heart. Some are charming and some are witty. Some can look like a movie star. Let me tell you, girls, plain or pretty, remember wherever you are. Once those American boys get near you, take good care of your heart. Oh, once those American boys get near you, take good care of your heart. Be free and easy. Just remember right from the start, you can fall in love, it's so easy. So girls, you gotta be smart.
black dress is enriched with golden embroidery and lace. It's by Oscar de la Renta and sells for $575. It's part of a Life magazine report on the Renaissance look, now being offered by America's top fashion designers. Also in Life this week is a 300-pound mastermind who finds it harder to get a suit that fits than it is to figure out what circumstances might lead to a nuclear war. He's Herman Kahn, a thinker whose clients are governments, industry, and individuals eager to know his ideas on what's likely to happen to the world in the next 30 years. Life continues in this issue its important series on the search for a black past, with an analysis of the black man's search for leadership in the 20th century. Our troubled yesterdays, our fashionable todays, and our uncertain tomorrows in Life magazine, working to bring you a world of information, insight, and ideas.
Next College Poll, a continuing study of American student opinion conducted by the Greenwich College Research Center. What do students think of the publicity given to campus demonstrations? Here are some answers from Bill Ryan, NBC News.
Some college students seem to be concerned that the news coverage given the campus disturbances may contribute to those upheavals. One senior at Caltech recently told a College Poll interviewer, "First of all, a very small segment of the student population is involved in those protests." He said, "They are out to get publicity and a confrontation with the police. I think if the newspapers ignored them, they wouldn't be so aggressive." A student at Columbia who resented the police use of force during the riots at that university said he felt the hope of getting newspaper and TV coverage spurred the students on to greater aggressiveness. A sophomore at New Jersey's Fairleigh Dickinson said, "Every time a student is rushed by a police officer, it gets on page one of every newspaper and it's sent overseas. It hurts our whole national image around the world." A member of the Princeton Student Council felt that student rioting there would hurt the Princeton image. He said he came to that school not only because it's a good college, but because the name Princeton stands for something throughout the world. These riots, he said, aren't helping that image. Other students are concerned that the situations are allowed to get out of hand. A student at New York University apparently spoke for many students when he praised the forcefulness of the NYU president who set rules before the protest got out of hand. The College Poll interviews show that if college presidents and administrations acted faster and earlier, most of their student bodies would back them. There appears to be a growing backlash on campuses against rioting. The overwhelming majority of students reject violence as a way of accomplishing college aims. College Poll asked this question: do you think violence is justified in helping bring about college reforms? 87% of those interviewed said no. College students still want campus reforms. They want changes in courses, rules, and regulations. But almost 90% of them are fed up with campus violence. They are afraid publicity is going to hurt them and the images of their colleges for years to come. They approve earlier, stronger stands by college administrations to prevent riots. This is Bill Ryan, NBC News for Monitor.
Hear, hear, Bill Ryan. Hear, hear. With College Poll, Monitor keeps you posted every weekend on important student attitudes on college campuses across the nation. And since the problem of student unrest is such an acute one, this weekend, Monitor is examining the subject in depth with a series of regional reports from such cities as Chicago, Boston, Atlanta, and San Francisco, among others. Now, a more cheerful aspect of the current scene.
This Christmas, tell her all the things she is with Chanel No. 5. Every woman alive wants Chanel No. 5.
You jot that down on your shopping list,
and we'll further inform you that every woman alive and every man, too, who wants lively listening, has only to stay tuned to the Monitor Beacon.
This is an old jazz tune, Green River. Today's Green Rivers are the result of pollution. This needn't be. Stop pollution. Write Clean Water, Washington, D.C.
Think big. Big Wilson, weekdays 5 a.m. to 9 a.m. This is Big, and I think about you all the time. That's why you'll find more music, more news, more weather, more traffic reports on my morning show, right here on WNBC Radio 66, New York. That's Big Thinking.
WNBC.
Radio 66, New York. This is Gene. Everybody talks about the weather, and I'm no exception, Rayburn. So let's talk about the weather outlook for later today. The monitor map shows mostly sunny but cold weather, with rain likely in the Pacific Northwest. Snow in the interior mountains. Snow flurries from the Great Lakes to the Appalachians, changing to rain down the mid and south Atlantic coast.
When a man starts putting on weight, he comes to that point where he either must buy new clothes or go on a diet. And it's a lot easier for most to get new clothes. There comes a time also when the gradual deterioration of the rubber in your wiper blades reaches a point where they're streaking your windshield in bad weather, dangerously blurring your vision. Now you should, to survive, either get new wiper blades or refills or stop driving. So it's easy. Just look for the big bright yellow ANCO windshield wiper service cabinet. They're in gas stations everywhere. Have the man quick fit your car with the right ANCO blade or refill to put your wipers in brand new wiping condition. You'll recognize ANCO. They're the top quality push-button refillable blade. And you ask the man who sells them. He knows the quality and craftsmanship that is built into every ANCO blade he sells. And if he doesn't ask you if your wiper blades are streaking your windshield, you remind him and ask for ANCO. It's a good place to buy gas, too.
Now, direct from a triumphal tour of post offices across the country, the Letterman. You don't believe that, do you? Well, anyway, they're always triumphal on monitor, we think.
Put your head on my shoulder.
This is Kyle Rote for Monitor Sports. My guest today, halfback O.J. Simpson of the University of Southern California. And O.J., congratulations on winning the Heisman Trophy as college football's outstanding player.
Thank you, Kyle, and I'm glad to be here.
And incidentally, or I should say not so incidentally, congratulations on the birth of your new daughter.
Oh, thank you, Kyle. Me and my wife are very happy and excited about it.
O.J., what is the feeling now among your teammates at Southern Cal with Ohio State ranked number one because of your tie with Notre Dame?
Well, I think it'll be a lot of help to us because we certainly won't need much talking and stuff to get up for the game. We are number one for so long, we started taking it for granted. And when we tied Notre Dame last week, we realized we wouldn't be number one anymore, but we're fortunate enough to have the chance to play the number one team, and we plan to do something about it.
O.J., in that tie with Notre Dame, it appeared to me as though the Notre Dame defensive players just sort of sat on the line of scrimmage and rather than charge in hard, as most teams do. They just sort of sat there and waited. Was that the key to their success, in your opinion?
Well, I really don't know. I would say this. I felt they played the best defensive game I saw them play of the year. We saw a lot of films, and a lot of time they had a tendency, if they got knocked down, they would sort of stay down, you know, some of their big linemen. But I noticed in this game that they had trouble knocking them down. When they got down, they were scrambling, getting up. And they played a fine defensive game. I can't say I'm glad it came out the way it is, but I think we're fortunate enough to earn a tie with them.
OJ, have you had a chance to see any film on Ohio State as yet?
No, I saw them play on TV on one game briefly. I only saw about a quarter of the game. And from what I saw, they had a tremendous offensive team. They have a great, big, strong offensive line, and they control the ball a lot. And I think that probably will be the secret of the game, is who's going to control the ball.
You know, moving from your college career now into what I assume will be a pro career, I've seen you quoted as saying that you would rather play in the National Football League, preferably Los Angeles or San Francisco on the West Coast, but it looks as though you'll be drafted by either the American Football League Buffalo Bills or the NFL's Philadelphia Eagles. Do you have a comment on that?
Well, I really don't know what to say about it too much. I haven't thought about it. I would prefer to play in the NFL, as you said, because of the tradition in the league. I don't know, I feel you get a little more recognition for what you do. And I would prefer to play in California because I plan to live there. But I know you can't always get what you want. So I haven't thought about it yet, what would happen if I got drafted by Philadelphia. Their record certainly doesn't mean that much to me. If I decided that I didn't want to play in Philadelphia, it would be because I want to live in California and would prefer to maybe play there.
We congratulate you on a tremendous season. We wish you good luck in the Rose Bowl against Ohio State.
Thank you, Kai.
O.J. Simpson, winner of the Heisman Trophy as college football's outstanding player. This is Kyle Rote for Monitor Sports.
And now, sports, Monitor Music for you from Bobby Goldsboro, The Straight Life.
Sometimes I imagine myself as a drifter, seeker of fortunes, connoisseur of great wine, dashing through meadows of yellow and green, trying to catch the impossible dream, leaving the straight life behind. Sometimes my thoughts may find me in Mexico, drinking tequila, going out of my mind, having a ball on a couple of balls, treating the ladies to corn on the cob, leaving the straight life behind. Suddenly all my silly thoughts disappear. Burning, going to nowhere with no worry of time, running along chasing after a train, humming a song in the sun and the rain, leaving the straight life behind. I can just see me on a tropical island, riding the surf and drinking coconut wine, having me fun with golden girls in the sand, chasing the sun through an innocent land, leaving the straight life behind. Suddenly all my silly thoughts disappear. She comes to me softly with crackers and beer, winking and blinking and blowing my ear, running away with my mind. It's great to be in love, I'm not really thinking of leaving the straight life behind. I'm just playing a game.
Say, do you find yourself already a little breathless from the holiday preparations? Well, then take a little time out, but not until you've answered your Christmas seal letter. Then you can breathe easy, because you'll be helping millions of people who can't. Use Christmas seals on all your holiday gifts and mail. Your Tuberculosis and Respiratory Disease Association considers them a matter of life and breath.
Love. Love is laughter cut with tears. Love is picnics. Love is death up to your ears. Love is Christmas. Love is dreams that might come true. Love is daisies. Love is what you have to do. Let the heavy duty go. I will do it, no matter how dirty. I just suck a little cold power, do it, cold power. No hot water shrinking for you. Cold power, germ groups too. Love is groovy, love is collars nice and clean with cold power.
Roger Williams, Only for Lovers, on Monitor, which is only for everybody, on NBC Radio, coast to coast. In central Minnesota, on KFAM St. Cloud. Time out now. Gene Rayburn, I Shall Return.
Nearly 1 million New Yorkers have arthritis. Just a statistic until it happens to you. This is Jack Hayes. When arthritis strikes, the New York chapter of the Arthritis Foundation is ready with the latest knowledge and a wide range of services to help you deal with your disease. For immediate help, call 677-5790 or write the New York chapter of the Arthritis Foundation, 221 Park Avenue South, New York, New York, 10003. Jack Hayes. That's me. WNBC listeners. That's you. Put us all together, and what have you got? The 9 to noon show, weekdays, right here on WNBC Radio 66 New York. You'll dig it. The name of the game is Fortune Phone, and you could be a winner. Learn how on WNBC Radio 66, New York.
This is Tony DeHaro, WNBC News, at 10:30, 33 degrees in New York and sunny. So far, there have been no major power shortages, but New Yorkers are keeping their fingers crossed. 21,000 employees of Consolidated Edison have been out on strike for a week, demanding more money. There have been reports of suspected sabotage, and small sections of the metropolitan area have been without power for short periods of time. 4,000 Con Edison supervisors have been striking, or rather have been keeping the power system running while the others are out on strike. Negotiations aimed at ending the strike are scheduled for this morning. Labor problems aren't the only ones facing New York City officials. 22 employees of the parking meter collection force have been arrested. They're accused of taking $5 million worth of nickels, dimes, and quarters over the last 4 years. New York's investigations commissioner, Arnold Freeman, says the meter collectors even had keys to sealed meter boxes and were taking about $5,000 a day in change home from work. And that's an average of $200 worth of change per day per man. State Assemblyman Clark Wemple, a Schenectady Republican, has pre-filed a bill in the legislature which requires persons to reside in the state a year before they're eligible for welfare. Wemple's bill follows a prediction by State Controller Arthur Levitt that the state's welfare program will be in the red to the tune of $170 million this year. Jersey City Municipal Judge 54-year-old John Lemkin is recovering from cuts and bruises received when he was mugged early yesterday morning. The judge says he doesn't think he was selected as a target because he was a judge, just because the three thugs needed money and he was handy. Mark Daniels, a lieutenant in the Black Panthers, stabbed and critically wounded in a tavern brawl at Dover, New Jersey overnight. Another Panther member was cut on the forehead. The fight occurred about a block from the Dover, New Jersey police headquarters. An as-yet-unidentified man was burned to death in his fourth-floor apartment this morning as a two-alarm fire ripped through a Brooklyn building. 20-year-old Joseph Curran, who lives in a building next to the one that burned, raced through the apartment house, awakening tenants. He spotted a six-year-old girl and carried her to safety. Penn State is a two-touchdown favorite over Syracuse in college football today. Two pro games also are on the Saturday football schedule, Baltimore at Green Bay in the National League and Buffalo at Houston in the American. And now the weather, sunny today, cloudy tonight and tomorrow with a chance of snow flurries. On Monday, partly cloudy and cold. Today's high in the mid-40s, tonight's low in the upper 20s. High Sunday and Monday in the low 40s. Currently 33 degrees in New York and sunny. This is Tony DeHaro, WNBC News.
Couple, El Cayola's Orchestra on monitor.
Go north or south, go east or west, just get in your car and you'll head for the best. Wherever you are, you'll find Monitor on NBC.
And you find me, Gene Rayburn, your host. And together we find some sage seasonal advice.
For the total male, a gentleman's cologne, aftershave, and new spray cologne. He'll love Chanel for men, and you for giving it.
monitor, Derek and Ray, with a title tune of a new musical that opened last Sunday evening, and according to the critics, more than lived up to its name, Promises, Promises.
Announcing the premiere of a lively new musical version of Pinocchio.
Why, he's a chip off the old block. Yeah, he's a chip.
It's tomorrow night on the Hallmark Hall of Fame, with Burl Ives singing and dancing as Geppetto.
He's got to be a cutting from my family tree.
Wonderful world, hello, everyone, howdy.
And he's joined by exciting Peter Noon, famous as Herman of Herman's Hermits in the title role.
Head over heels for you, like...
Join them both for lots of music, lots of fun, with seven sparkling new songs.
Come, join the beautiful people and dance the night away.
Be like the beautiful people and learn.
Come join the brightest family show of the year, Pinocchio, on the Hallmark Hall of Fame, tomorrow night in color on the NBC television network.
Next on Monitor, on the line with Bob Considine, brought to you by Mutual of Omaha, the company that pays.
There were three unrelated news items out of Japan this week. One announced the appointment of a strongly pro-American foreign minister in Premier Sato's new cabinet. Another had to do with a 15 million ton shipbuilding program. The third said that Japanese miniskirted girls and their hippie boyfriends are scandalizing their parents. Who would have believed any of those things 27 years ago today, when Pearl Harbor went up in flames? I'll be back, but first, here's something to remember from Mutual of Omaha.
Most people have some insurance that helps pay the average hospital bills. But what about the major expense of a sickness or accident that requires extended hospital and home care? That's the need that Mutual of Omaha Major Medical Protection helps you meet. It helps pay the big bills. Mutual of Omaha Major Medical Protection can pay up to $10,000 in benefits. For each one in your family, for each sickness or accident. It can help pay for hospital, doctors, and surgeons' bills, drugs, nursing, and medical services, both in and out of the hospital. Who needs major medical protection? Everyone who can't afford $10,000 in medical bills. It's good protection against rising medical care costs and worth adding to your present insurance. See your local Mutual of Omaha man. Get the inside story on Major Medical Protection from Mutual of Omaha. Mutual of Omaha, the company that pays.
When President Franklin Roosevelt made his memorable Day of Infamy speech to our stunned nation, what would have happened if he had added something like, "They'll be number one among the shipbuilding nations, and they'll be our pals"? I know what would have happened. FDR would have been impeached, and then he would have been committed. I doubt if any of the American troops who won the 83-day battle for Okinawa in 1944 would have listened very quietly to a soothsayer who predicted, at the end of one of the bloodiest battles in history, that 24 years later, Japan would be firmly demanding that we return that island in the very near future, and that we'd be in a most receptive mood. The soothsayer, of course, would have been shot on the spot. If Premier Tojo had told the Japanese people on December 7, 1941, that one of his successors would appoint a pro-American foreign minister 27 years later, he would have been assassinated. Or, to save the assassin the trouble, Tojo would have committed Harry Carey for his boo-boo. I wonder what Douglas MacArthur is pondering today in that special wing of heaven reserved for five-star generals, as he recalls that it was he who emancipated the Japanese woman, gave her the vote, and urged her not to be the submissive handmaiden to her man. Today, the fully liberated Japanese girl is kicking up her heels in what her elders feel is a scandalous manner. She has hung up her kimono and put on the briefest kind of miniskirt. She dances half the night in go-go discotheques, roars off in a fast car or motorcycle for the weekend with her boyfriend. The last time I was at Pearl Harbor, a Japanese submarine was tied up at a pier, her big red ball flag flying proudly. The sub's officers were being entertained later that day by our Navy at a cocktail party, and the many-colored oil slick still bubbled up now and then from the tomb that is or was the battleship Arizona. 27 years today. This is Bob Considine for Monitor. Now, something to remember from Mutual of Omaha.
What do you do when your pay ain't there? Where do you go in the open air? There's gotta be a way to protect it all. gotta be a place if the snow should fall.
We all depend on our paychecks, but what if your paycheck stops? If you have paycheck protection from Mutual of Omaha, we can send you a paycheck every month if you're sick and out of work, up to $1,000 a month. Count on Mutual of Omaha, the company that pays.
Listen again later today to On the Line with Bob Considine, brought to you by Mutual of Omaha and its life insurance affiliate, United of Omaha, here on the Monitor Beacon.
Broadway's 3-year smash hit is now a motion picture, starring David Niven, Lola Albright, Ozzie Nelson, and introducing Christine Farrar. The Impossible Years from MGM in Metrocolor, with music by the Cow Sills.
When you think they're too young for...
And they can't think of anything else.
That's the Impossible Years.
Have a ball at the Radio City Music Hall. The great Christmas show is now showing. And it's MGM's The Impossible Years, the long-run Broadway hit, now a riotous movie on the screen and the incomparable two-part holiday show on the great stage. The Impossible Years stars David Niven and a stellar cast. The traditional Christmas pageant, The Nativity, produced by Leon Leonidoff, is featured on the great stage, and the famous Rockettes, the Ballet Company, and the huge symphony orchestra under the direction of Russell Markert happily present Joy Bells, a holiday festival of song and dance. The biggest show in town, now showing at the Radio City Music Hall.
WNBC, Radio 66, New York.
Gene Rayburn once again, the monitor time 15 minutes before the hour, and if it's time for you to get a new car, hark.
Hi, this is Marilyn May with a song for all you winners. Hey, look at us now. We've got the winners and how Lincoln Mercury leads the way. We've got a great new car. The name is Marquis. It's pure luxury. Drive one and be a winner.
Lincoln Mercury leads the way with the all-new Marquis for 1969. Marquis, the most dramatically styled automobile since the Continental Mark III.
Marquis is so lush, handsome, roomy, and plush in a continental way. Its stunning design really says 69. It's the hottest new line of today. Marquis makes it clear we've got a winner this year. Lincoln Mercury.
Monitor Music Quiz. What's a four-letter word beginning with T and ending with L that's the title of the most recent song by the Vogues? Give up.
don't forget your FTD florist.
My FTD florist?
Reserve Christmas flowers now. He'll deliver them on time.
Monitors ring around the world. Close-ups of people and events here and abroad brought to you by Life magazine. In 1 minute, a report on Arab reaction to Israeli reprisal attacks on Jordan from Wilson Hall, Amman.
For 10 days and 20 hours, three bearded men named Shirah, Isley, and Cunningham looped around the world in Apollo 7. In this week's Life magazine, they write their memories of that historic flight. Isley looks straight down from 120 miles up. Cunningham marvels at 16 sunrises and sunsets a day. And Wally Shirah tells Life readers his feelings now that he's retiring as a flying astronaut. Three personal footnotes in Life by three men who cleared the way for a flight to the moon at Christmas time. For those of us earthbound in this Christmas season, Life offers a close-up of a man who is probably responsible for more stuffed mailboxes than any other person. Joyce Hall of Hallmark Cards. He says he knows of 3,000 occasions, including Christmas, when you ought to care enough to send a card. Three astronauts and a greeting card king in this week's Life magazine, working to bring you a world of information, insight, and ideas.
Now here is Wilson Hall, Amman.
Israeli attacks on Jordanian towns and gun positions this past week have strengthened Arab determination to build up their military units. Israel, in explaining the incident, said that Israel was becoming increasingly angered about Iraqi forces in Jordan and the Unified Arab Command that's been set up to deal with frontier between Jordan and Israel. After last week's attacks, it is highly likely that instead of weakening the United Arab efforts, the effect will be just the opposite. Iraq has said it will not take any of its troops out of their positions in Jordan, implying that it is possible more troops will be added to the estimated 20,000 already here. Jordan's prime minister told parliament that there have been increased visits, and will be more, between officials of Arab capitals to unify efforts toward a peaceful settlement, or if not a peaceful settlement, more unified stands in the military line. Local newspapers quote King Hussein as telling a Pravda interviewer that the attacks of the past week have strengthened the determination to regain lost Arab lands by any means possible. The United Nations Middle East envoy, Sweden's Dr. Gunnar Jarring, has been visiting Arab capitals this past week after the new Israeli raids. After each meeting, Arab spokesmen have said that after Israel's latest attacks, the latest mission of Dr. Jarring is not expected to bring any new developments in the Arab-Israeli situation and might sabotage all peace efforts. Arab newspapers agree that the raids of the past week are the most serious incidents since the June War of 1967. Wilson Hall, NBC News, Amman.
Monitors ring around the world, close-ups of people and events. Now this word from State Farm.
Hi, I'm Phil Foster. The other night, an old friend comes up to me in the street and says, "Hey, Phil, is it really true that State Farm Fire and Casualty, the world's biggest homeowners insurer, has such low rates that you have plenty of money left over every month?" "Right," I says. "Good," he says. "Then give me that $5 you owe me."
For your home, your car, your life, and your health. State Farm is all you need to know about insurance.
A yellow, turquoise, and scarlet blob. It's the creature from outer space, breathing purple fire as the silver-blue jets attack with bright orange flame.
That was a science fiction movie on color radio to show you what you're missing by not owning RCA Color TV. Get the natural color. This Christmas, get RCA Color TV.
Get back, 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 you blob, you.
Now, Monitor continues with its own demonstration of colorful radio. Early morning blues and greens, new from Sue Rainey, that is.
A distant night bird mocks the sun. I wake as I have always done. To freshly scented sycamore and cold bare feet on hardwood floor. My steaming morning world of growing things. here in firelight. Then sleep alone again tonight.
Adored me. I was the secretary's shining knight. But after work, they all ignored me until my boss told me about Ultra Bright. Ultra Bright entered my life. Wow! Ultra Bright changed my whole life. Now, suddenly, look at me. I'm a kissing fool. I'm drowning with love in the secretarial pool. They bug me, they hug me. Believe me, it's for real. Ultra Bright gives your mouth sex appeal.
Ultra Bright toothpaste dazzles your taste, dazzles your teeth, dazzles your breath. And that spells sex appeal.
Ultra Bright toothpaste, taste you can really feel. Ultra Bright gives your mouth sex appeal.
Bit of Zoce Milko. As a matter of fact, it was so little, we just heard Zoce. Peter Nero's piano and orchestra. What's happening in the weekend world? Listen to NBC Monitor News on the hour next. Gene Rayburn here.
Keep to the latest news now. It's on the air. Keep to for sports and views now. From everywhere. Go ahead.